Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Boy, was that a great half hour with John Urschel. I mean, great half hour with John Urschel. Wow. Think that might make a best of there, Sean.
Boom.
Another shakalaka.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Right before John Urschel, one of the great area wow moments in years. Selinger Grove wins the state baseball championship.
Wind up and the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Schoen's got it. Schoen fires it to first.
That's over!
State champion Selinger Grove seals.
The Seals hang on and win it 7-4 in the state championship. Time to line up the parade and get ready to hang another championship banner in the gym.
Kevin already requesting a convertible for the parade. We have to remind him it really is not about him. All right, but that's all right. Doesn't that bother you, Sean?
It does.
I mean, to request one in the postgame show, I mean, don't you want things to, like, marinate a bit before you make a request like that? Just a thought. Oh, well. I'm getting a convertible. Oh, Kevin, no. It's about the kids. He did a great job, though.
He did. He crushed it today. He and Ray were great.
Yeah, they did a great job. Okay. State champions. And there will be a parade. Ho, ho. There's going to be some good times in Selinger Grove tonight. No doubt about that. All right. The U.S. Women's World Cup team, after a 13-0 win over Thailand, will get Chile coming up on Sunday at 11:30 in France in Game 2 in Group F. Jacob Bogich joins us now from the Washington Post. Jacob, welcome. It is great to have you with us.
Thanks. Good to be with you. I was afraid I was going to be your sports bozo of the day, but I'm glad it's folks in Canada.
Just so you know that I live in fear of that segment every day. So
yeah.
If I can escape it, I'm in good shape. Okay, a lot has been made about the 13-0. A lot has been made of the celebrating. How did you look at that?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, first of all, let's acknowledge the accomplishment it is. I don't care who it's against. These are the best players in the world. 13-0, they beat the doors off them. It was entertaining. It was exciting. It was incredible soccer. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was fun to watch. I'm glad I got to watch it. I'm glad I get to write about it.
Yeah.
Do they need to score all 13 goals, I think, is the question. And the point that they will make, that a lot of people, I shouldn't say they, that a lot of people will make, is goal differential is very, very important.
Sure.
Especially when you're in a group like Group F. The four teams in Group F are the U.S., which is the top team in the world, Sweden, which I believe is number 8 or number 9, depending on which ranking service you use, and then Thailand and Chile, which are both in the 30s. So it is conceivable that Sweden comes out and can also hang 13 goals on Thailand.
That's
or can
right.
also hang a bunch of goals on Chile. So the idea that, like, yeah, we need all of these goals to maintain goal differential, you know what? I buy it. And then with everyone saying, do they need to celebrate all 13 goals? It's the first game in the World Cup. They were the last team to play their first game. Yeah, go crazy. Are you kidding? If I scored a goal in the World Cup, I would go insane.
Yes.
And then imagine working your entire life, and finally you're here, and then you've done it. It could have been a bunch against. They could have played against a bunch of 8-year-olds. If you call it the World Cup and you've trained your entire life for that, like, I would have gone bananas. So, a part of me considered feeling different ways, but I think at the end of the day, just acknowledge the accomplishment for what it is, and you know, they'll move on and play Chile.
And I view it pretty much the same way you did, except in this part. I feel like the World Cup is not deep enough to have filler in there, and Thailand to me is filler. I mean, if this is the World Cup, if you only have 16 worthy teams, there should only be 16 worthy teams.
Yeah, I think that FIFA, for as much crap as everyone gives FIFA, has done a decent amount to encourage national soccer federations to invest in their women's sides. And part of the to encourage them to invest, part of the deal has been more teams will make it to the World Cup. But it also just shows you the, like, I think Brazil is like ranked number 12 in the FIFA World Cup women's rankings. That just shows you the gap between like the top dozen teams and everyone else.
Agreed. Now let's get to the next part of this. How important is it for the continued growth of girls' soccer in this country, which then leads to the growth of women's soccer in this country, that this team continues to play at a high level and play attractive soccer?
It's incredibly important. I think, you know, my colleague, who's a columnist, Sally Jenkins, wrote a wonderful piece earlier this week after the 13-goal game that said soccer that we have seen in this country, mm-hmm. you can chalk up to the success of the women's team. The men's team didn't qualify for the World Cup. The men's team doesn't always play attractive soccer. The men's team doesn't always score goals. Whereas the women's team, it's beautiful, crisp, fast-paced, fluid. It's everything you want to watch in a sport. At times they are dominant. When they play close matches, they are nail-biters. You know, it's everything you want to see in a sport. And that's why girls' soccer, that's one of a number of reasons why girls' soccer has grown so much. And I think youth soccer as a whole owes a lot to people like Alex Morgan, Carly Lloyd, Abby Wambach, Megan Rapinoe, all of these people who have just, who keep coming back. And are willing to, you know, like Megan Rapinoe's goal, she ran like 70 yards to track that ball down. It was their 9th goal of the game. I think that says a lot about what these women, how they consider their place in the American sports landscape and how important they consider what they do is.
Alex Morgan had the 5 goals. She's going through the World Cup again. Where have you seen the growth in her game and the maturity in her game compared to the Alex Morgan we saw in 2015?
I think it's her positioning. You don't score 5 goals without... I mean, she's always been a great finisher, in my opinion. I think it's her positioning, being able to find gaps in the defense, and being able to do it instinctively instead of having to kind of feel your way through. The ball winds up on her foot and she's already in space. Part of that is you're playing a team like Thailand that was admittedly quite suspect.
Right.
But another part is, you know, they dropped 11 women behind the ball and said, we're going to defend you with everybody we have, and then we'll try to spring on the counterattack. And even with that much congestion, she was able to find nooks and crannies. And then when she got the ball on her feet, you know, those last 2 goals were world class.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what impressed me the most.
All right. There, around here, there are 2 Penn Staters that are involved. Allie Krieger was brought back. And brought back late. I think a couple months ago they added her. So we know what Allie's done over the course of her career. The other one, though, is Alyssa Nair, who is now there instead of Hope Solo in goal. You know, in talking to people, how have they felt about her? Because down the road, when there's a France to play or somebody like that, is she somebody they feel they can count on at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think there are enough options there that if they didn't feel they could count on her, you know, they would have found somebody else. The largest concern with this team is the back line, just the back four.
Yep.
Especially with, you know, they held out Becky Sauerbrunn because of the tweak in her hamstring, but it was precautionary. But that's an inexperienced back four compared to the rest of the squad. With Nair, is she going to be able to effectively communicate back there and then get the ball out? I mean, the strategy coming in is we're just going to score more goals than you.
Right.
And we might have an inexperienced defense, we might have an inexperienced keeper, but we think that they're really good and really good enough, and then we're just going to whack the ball down the pitch and score more goals than you.
Right. And yeah, now Sauerbrunn's somebody, if they get her back, and she has 158 caps in her career.
So, absolutely.
I mean, and that does make a big difference. Chile. Obviously, they would be better than Thailand. I mean, we could organize something over here at the local park and rec and give them a game. But how much of a test, and what will that tell you about the U.S. women's soccer team when you watch them against Chile coming up on Sunday?
Frankly, I don't know if it will be as much of a test. Thailand, according to FIFA, is the 34th ranked team in the world. Chile's 39th.
Oh, boy.
This is not going to be a test. Will it be 13 goals? I don't know. Will it be 7 goals? I would take that action. The real test is going to be Sweden.
Yeah.
And everyone knows it. And so, you know, get your goal differential up and stay healthy. I wouldn't be surprised if Jill Ellis was able to make some personnel maneuvers to give people some rest.
Mm-hmm.
And give people some experience, because you're going to need it down the line. But I don't expect this to be a test. And frankly, I don't know that we're going to learn a ton from this match. That's the real... Like, you look at some of these other groups, they go at least 3 teams deep,
right,
that are really solid. And Group F goes 2 teams deep. And that's the issue with... If there's any issue with the draw the Americans got, it is that we won't learn anything about this team until they play Sweden. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, that's going to be for the top seed coming out into the knockout stage. And whatever we learn against Sweden, is there going to be enough time, if there is a fundamental issue, is there going to be enough time to fix it?
Hope Sola made a couple of comments about Jill Ellis. Is this one where you consider the source, or is there something at least to think about?
With Hope, I think you always consider the source. I think she. No, I mean that it goes both ways.
I understand.
She has some really interesting things to say a lot of times. And then sometimes you go, I don't really know if I agree with that one. I don't, you know, I'm not going to make a statement on where I come down here, but.
Sure.
But I think with Hope, you always have to consider the source.
Okay, fair enough. What do you think of the job Jill Ellis has done?
I think it's a tremendous team. I mean, they scored 13 goals against Thailand. I don't care who it's against. I mean, I was very impressed. I think this team carries itself well. I think they were ready to go. I think given everything that has happened off the field, it reflects in their play and in their hunger. That's a really tricky position for someone like Jill Ellis to be in, and I think she's handled it really well.
Yeah, I think that, she's 78-16-6, okay, mm-hmm, in the 99 matches that she's coached for the U.S. That's pretty good. Last I checked, it's pretty good. When they do get a chance to play Sweden, what becomes the barometer that swings it one way or the other to you?
In the match in general, or just what we learned about them?
The match in general.
How does the U.S. defend in the midfield and into their back four?
Yep.
I think that's definitely... This is going to be the first team they play that's going to be able to hold possession with them. So can they maintain their spacing? Can they keep track of runners? When they're able to make tackles in defense, can they then possess the ball the way they want to? And it's going to turn into how deep are they going to have to drop folks like Rapinoe? And, you know, are they going to have to drop, you know, 10? Or, you know, how many are they going to have to drop behind the ball?
Right.
Is will be crucial. And then are they able to play in transition and hold possession? Because it's the first time they're going to be challenged like that.
Right. Jacob, absolute pleasure. Really enjoyed it. Thanks for the insight very, very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Team USA against Chile Sunday at 11:30. You can see it on Fox. Seals Grove wins the state baseball championship. Congratulations to the Seals. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's been a great spring at Sunbury Motors Kia, and they want to keep the strong momentum going into summer with the Summer Sticker Sales Event. Summer is our favorite season, and you'll agree with these great deals. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month for only 36 months with $1,600 total due at signing. Save over $6,000 on a 2019 Sereno LX, now just $27,301. There's $5,000 in savings on a 2019 Kia Sportage, now only $21,901. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 66 months on select 2019 models. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, making it the best summer ever at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Lease term is 3 months. 10,000 miles per year. $1,600 total due signing or equivalent trade. No security deposit required. Tax and tax extra. Offer expires 6/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Well, the play-by-play voice is Shikalimi. Play the role of gun for hire today.
He called a winner.
Well, the thing is, I mean, there are just certain guys where, like, somebody was asking me the other day why he was limping. Kevin Herr, the suit. I said, why is he limping? I said, well, he sprained an ankle jumping on the Seals Grove bandwagon. I was like...
Or you were predicting he sprained it while getting out of the car at the victory parade.
Hey, he sprained an ankle jumping on the Seals Grove bandwagon. I'm a winner.
Well, there's a lot of firepower on that Beaver Bobcats team, and Blaze Zider's phenomenal job.
Great job.
Hoping he would seal the deal in the seventh inning, but they got into a little bit of a jam. So
he's the winning pitcher.
Yeah,
he's the winning pitcher, and a freshman ends up getting the save. So, yeah. Hey, they won. Yeah. At this point, does it matter whether you won 7-4, 9-8, 10-0? It doesn't really matter.
No.
They still give you, Now, what bothers me is that a certain someone asked if he could have a ring. You're like...
The game is not even an hour old yet.
You normally have to do more than one game, don't you?
One season?
Like, at least do a few to qualify.
How long truly is the probational period?
Yeah. And they were talking about how much they respect Ray because Ray didn't ask. I guess it was the first question in the postgame show. Do I get a ring?
the first question that Kevin asked him during the pregame show. Hey, you try out for the Spikes while you're here?
Oh, jeez. Great. Let's update the U.S. Open for you. The Seals Grove thing's incredible. The U.S. Open, Tiger Woods is finished in... It was frustrating for him today. He did shoot even par today. So my apologies. He bogeyed the last two holes. He ended up shooting one over today. He had one birdie early. He bogeyed 8, which was his 17th hole because he started on the back nine. And then he had a point-blank 3-footer for birdie after a phenomenal iron shot. And he slipped it right, and he tapped in. He tapped in. So he bogeyed the last two holes. He's at even par now. Now one over makes the cut. I mean, so he's made the cut. Justin Rose is the leader, shot a 170 today. He's at 7 under par. He has a two-shot lead. Now, there's that pack behind him with Ricky Fowler at 5, Louis Oosthuizen's at 5 under. They're just starting in the next half hour. But Tiger did not finish well today. Brooks Koepka, 269, second straight day, 269. He's at 4 under par. He's only 3 shots back. So Koepka's right there. But for Tiger, not the finish he wanted. He ends up at even par for the championship. He shot a 1 over 72 today. And Selins Grove, guess what? You're the state champions.
It's been a great spring at Sunbury Motors Kia, and they want to keep the strong momentum going into summer with the Summer Sticker Sales Event.
I want to see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Summer is our favorite season, and you'll agree with these great deals. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month for only 36 months with $1,600 total due at signing. Save over $6,000 on a 2019 Sereno LX, now just $27,301. There's $5,000 in savings on a 2019 Kia Sportage, now only $21,901. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 66 months on select 2019 models. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, making it the best summer ever at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Lease term is 3 months. 10,000 miles per year. $1,600 total due signing or equivalent trade. No security deposit required. Tax and tax extra. Offer expires 6/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstores, ready for all of your warm weather activities. Camping, picnics, grilling, visit Brewers Outlet first. For microbrews, imports, domestic specialties, they got them. Grab some pickles at the Pickle Bar, Steve Jones' favorite place. Snacks, Brewers Outlet has that covered. Soda, sports drinks, check. Weekly specials, too. And there's lots of convenient parking. So get all the refreshments everyone will love for your next outdoor gathering at Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstore, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is Father's Day weekend. They have the best selection of imports, domestics, microbrews, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. You want a great gift for Father's Day? Why don't you give Dad or your grandfather or your stepdad a gift card from Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Earlier today, an hour ago, history for the Selins Grove Baseball Seals.
Wind up and the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Schoen's got it. Schoen fires it to first.
Game over!
State champion Selins Grove Seals.
The Seals hang on and win it 7-4 in the state championship. Time to line up the parade and get ready to hang another championship banner in the gym.
Kevin Herr and Ray Moyer with the call on Eagle 107, also heard here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Just, Sean, I just thought in the postgame show, I don't think, I wouldn't have done what the suit did. I would not, my first question would not have been, do I get a ring? I mean, I just don't think that's the way to go.
No.
But in the end, in the digital media world, who does he always think of?
I got room on my shelf.
I bowled a 298. All
right. Speaking of banners in the gym.
He does. He has a banner in the gym.
He sure does.
He does. He's got a banner in the gym.
Yeah.
With that, someone who had been allowed to fulfill all of his athletic dreams and would have had many banners in the gym would be the king.
What up?
What up? What an awesome call. Good job, Kevin. That was a great call.
Yeah, it was. It really, really was. It really matched the moment.
Now, you remember a long time ago, we were on the air. You remember I in that Enfield Fermi game, and I made that tackle at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Kevin.
And I said, boy, it was worth it. You know, with all the knee problems I had afterwards because I blew my knee out on the play.
I remember.
It wasn't worth it.
Uh-oh.
Not worth it, boys. Oh. If I could have it back, I'd have let the guy score a touchdown. Dart it all, I missed. Man. It has complicated everything. So anyway, I'm going to get surgery. But
when?
I got to prepare because I got that stupid blood clot. And so I could bleed out. So do you guys want anything? I'll leave you each a candle holder.
Oh, well, there you go. All right.
Is that fair? Okay. I'll leave Kevin Hurd
along with
too.
Hey, good luck with the surgery.
Yeah. Rooting for you.
I just got back from the doctor. He said, you know, you could bleed out. Like,
I was thinking more higher up of the company, but I guess Claire will get that. So.
Well, the company will be sold.
Okay.
So, nah, I'll be fine. I got to go off the blood thinners for a week and get my blood thicker, and I should be fine. So
when are they going to do this?
Well, we're not quite sure yet, but it's very complicated today. I just got back from my primary care guy because I got so fed up with all the I said at the orthopedic place called me today, and I said my primary care guy will be my quarterback. I revert everything back to sports, and I said he is going to set me up. I'm not, you know, they sent me to one guy who's not. My insurance doesn't cover, you know, it's all this crazy stuff. I don't know. If you're in the exchange, Obamacare exchange, then it gets complicated. So, not real complicated, but you can only go to certain people, and you, I don't know. You know, it's all good. So, this time next year, I will be. This time in 2 months, I'll be fine. But I'll let you know when I'm going, and we'll do another show. But I'll probably be stoned at that one because it's going to be a little more complicated because once they do the surgery, then they got to get my what's called an INR. They got to get it back up again because I'm susceptible to the blood clot. So,
well, we're not going to play this segment back on the mark. One of the guys thinks Obamacare is the greatest thing going. This doesn't sound so positive.
Oh, it's fine. I'm not saying it's bad or anything. I'm just saying it.
The people you're talking to are supposed
to know that before they make you wait 8 days for this doctor to call you, and then he doesn't call, and then he says, oh, we didn't call because we don't take you can't go to St. Francis Hospital, and we only work out of there. You have to go to Hartford Hospital. But, of course, I told them that before they gave me I'm angry. But I'll be all right. My doctor straightened it all out today, and we've got a new one, and we're getting prepared for it now. So it'll be cool.
Sean, burn this, because Reichley might get a... And then... That it'll be an entire show on the mark about. See, here's proof positive. I'm just concerned.
Actually, when he was done with On the Mark this morning, Reichley, he was at the game today. Had some business to do in Bellefonte, and then just drove up to the park after that. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
State championship.
I don't have a problem with Obamacare. They insured me, so I'm fine with it.
By the way, I do have some information. We did get some details. There will be a state championship parade.
Awesome.
It'll start before the Green Bridge on South Market Street. It'll continue downtown, turn right on East Pine, and then turn right onto 18th Street, and will end at the Seals Grove VFW.
Tonight?
That'll be when the Seals get back into town tonight.
So, oh, that's cool.
And since it's only hour and 20 minutes between the complex there at Penn State and getting back into Seals Grove, but we'll keep tabs on that as to when that'll happen.
So
yeah, the guy in the Corvette's the suit. So
so they win a state championship. How many is this a state open championship or a class championship?
Class quad A.
That's what you meant. Okay, yeah, Sean told me that. Okay. And that is that the top class?
The top class
like
would be
six A. L, double L, things like that.
Yeah, this goes all the way up to 6A. So it's the fourth largest school classification in the state.
Wow, that's really good. It doesn't mean anything, right. It just means how many students they have in the school.
Right, exactly.
I mean, how good
it's very
they
impressive.
Are. Yeah. Well, good for
it's
them.
Very impressive.
That is just wonderful. Cool.
Great, great, great accomplishment. We're going to have the coach. We think we're going to have the coach on Monday's show.
Mm-hmm.
We had him on the show. When did we have him on? Tuesday this week?
Wednesday. Yes, had him on Wednesday. And, yep, we've already... I just texted him a little bit ago. It's probably one of about 555 he's received probably over the past hour. So I figure he'll see that on the bus on the way home or sometime over the weekend.
Well, here's the bottom line. He's got 15 minutes to get back to us. If he doesn't, he's out.
That's right.
Because you have so many people lined up to come on.
No. Actually, Brent actually said to me on air, off air, as soon as you finished the conversation with Coach on Wednesday, he said to me off air, it's like, I will be on with you on Monday. We got this.
We're just having a good time with it. That's all. I'm sorry. He's got 15 minutes to get back to us. If not, boom, gone. We're going to the next guy.
We're calling Phil Steele. Next.
That's it. Oh, we've
Kevin,
already got Phil Steele. He's like, oh, fine. You don't want me? I'm not going on. How much do I get for being on this show? Oh, the same amount as if I don't? Good.
So me and Sean were talking off the air. Did you see the game last night, the end of the basketball game?
Yeah.
I do not, for the life of me, why did they go to a replay with 0.9 seconds left in the game? Why didn't they just let the clock run out?
I know. I agree with you, but they were looking to see how much time was left.
They're destroying the game.
I agree.
I mean, it's such a big deal to watch these guys celebrate and jump around and good for them. And they took it away from them. For what? I don't know. You know, the players are walking around congratulating each other, including...
Corey was congratulating him. Green was congratulating him.
Both teams were shaking each other's hands while these guys are reviewing a play. It's like, do you have to review everything? You're destroying your own products.
I totally understand.
I'd have been like, look, guys, you know, there's a point where
perfection I'll say this.
Is, I don't know if, what the terminology of, would be, perfect on everything.
Instead of 0.9, they're looking to see if maybe it was 1.3, 1.4. And say, for example, he misses the two free throws. Well, the guys in this game are strong enough where suddenly if he misses two free throws, they can throw a 75-foot three and it goes in. I mean, it's not in that league, while it is unusual, it's not absolutely uncommon. So they were checking the time is what they were doing. Because it was still a one-possession game at the time.
I know. But they ruined the game. They're ruining sports.
Well, they took too long to do it.
That the high school baseball team is a good example. It's pure sports. They're playing for fun. They're playing to win. There's no replay. It's subjected to human error, and that's okay, you know? It's just gotten to a point where it's like, gosh, it's like a mechanical sports now. It's good to get it right, but when you take it to a point of, you know, there's 0.9 seconds left, it just end the game. It's over, you know?
I agree with you completely. I'm only explaining why they probably did it. I mean, I agree with you completely.
I get it. I mean, we all make mistakes. If they made a mistake, that's the way it goes. It's always been, you know, we can't blame the referees for everything. We could have done this. We could have done that. You know, it's you don't blame things on one play. But anyway, I was just stunned. I was like, oh, my God, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I want to watch them celebrate. And that went on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm big on the 30-second rule.
Yeah.
If you can tell in 30 seconds what the heck it is,
yeah,
do it. If you can't tell in 30 seconds, shut it off and go back out.
Yeah, the play is called as it is. It's just not clear, you know. But anyway, I'll always be negative, but gosh, they do some crazy stuff now.
So. It's going to get worse. The NFL is going to rue the day that they are going to review pass interference. I'm telling that. I think
they cannot do that.
I think it's one of the stupidest.
Can't do it.
I think that is dumb beyond words.
Yep, I agree. You can't. It's got to be a sport, you know. Every play there's pass interference.
Right.
Every play there's holding, you know. Got to be subjective. I don't know. Whatever. So.
Well, I also think. Oh yeah, we're all set. I already paid that's already paid for. We got the rehearsal dinner a week from tonight.
Yeah,
I've got to pay for that, but I have to do it when I'm there that night. That's the way that always works. The wedding I already paid for. That's all done. I just got to show up.
You had to pay for the wedding too.
Well, I paid for my part of it.
Wow.
I paid for all of my guests. Oh. Well, I've always paid for all of my guests. I always have. And I was talking to Jack Ham today, and he said, this is the last one, right? I said, yeah. He says, yeah. And he says, oh, good. He says, because Joanne and I only have one toaster left.
I think you're saying you only had one bottle of wine left. I said, you liar. No way.
Oh, no, that I know. I know for a fact that
That's
is
right.
not.
That's
no,
right.
no, no, no. Oh, he's going to hell. He's going. Guess what? He's going to Scotland next month.
Ooh.
And he says to me, and I'm bringing my clubs. And his buddy Simon's the one that's organizing this for them to go over, one of their neighbors. Simon owns property in Swickley, and he owns property in Scotland. So they're going to stay at Simon's house. And he said, we're going to play golf. And I said, I'm going to bring my clubs. I said, do you know where you're going to play yet? And he goes, no. He says, haven't really talked about that. I said, well, just make a quick suggestion. St. Andrews.
Would he be near there?
He'll be in Scotland.
Yeah.
Everything's near in Scotland. Scotland's not Texas.
Well, depending on the amount of days that Hammer and Mrs. Hammer will be there, maybe they could shoot 18 on more than one course, which could include St. Andrews and maybe one or two others.
Well, no, she won't play.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying all depends on the time they're there and availability and all that stuff.
I said to him, I said, you've got Muirfield, you have Troon, you have Trunk Turnberry.
Are they public courses there? Are you allowed to do that?
You can play St. Andrews. You can play a public course, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow,
yes, you
cool.
can play St. Andrews.
Masters. We couldn't just go play there, right?
No. They would not allow the three of us to even grace that property.
That's their loss.
Okay, the property value go down the second we stepped on it.
Hey, I have an update. I was able to get a message from one of the Seawinds Grove baseball coach, one of the assistant coaches, who happens to be one of my fraternity brothers from LHU. Assistant coach Brian Moore tells me, looks like they will be getting back into Seawinds Grove either around between 6:15 and 6:30. They are now hopping on Interstate 80, so they'll take 80 to 15 south. They'll hop on 15 south at New Columbia.
That's
so
great.
It looks like they'll be back in the Grove sometime before 6:30.
So awesome.
Once they get near the Green Bridge, then they'll crank up the parade.
Big crowds, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go big crowds.
Get
big
out.
Crowds. Public course, Bethpage Black, where they play the PGA. I think for $70 you can play. You have to camp out, and it's done on a first come, first served basis. Pebble Beach, believe it or not, where they're playing the U.S. Open, is also a public course. But
I have a feeling it's more than $70.
You think? How about times seven? It's 500.
Wow.
You have to take out a loan.
Did you hear the cost of the tickets for the Stanley Cup? Did you hear how much they were getting for tickets?
No.
The cheapest ticket in St. Louis was $2,000. That was a nosebleed seat. Okay? Wow. And it was higher in Boston. They were getting up to $30,000 for a ticket in Boston. And the places were sold out.
Well, the TV ratings for the Stanley Cup Final, the seventh and deciding game, were the highest in 25 years.
Wow. It was a disappointing game, but it was a good game. I mean, the right team won.
No, the right team did win.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting because I heard, I don't know if it was somebody in the NHL who writes for the NHL, they grade the players. And with the Bruins, they gave Rask an A+. Mm-hmm. They gave the little defenseman, I'm horrible with names.
Tory Krug.
They gave him an A+.
Yeah,
and they went down the line. And the interesting thing,
Marchand got an F probably.
He was way down. That's what I'm getting to. Is the Bruins' first line was like down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's what the guy said. Why did the Bruins lose? Because their star players did not play well.
I'll give you an example. Game 7.
High grades weren't the ones who would score the goals. Right. You know?
Game 7, it's 1-0. There's 7 seconds left when they score.
Marchand
goes off the ice on a line change. There's 7 seconds left. Are you changing?
He leaves the guy, and the guy gets a breakaway.
Yeah.
It's total lack of focus. And for a veteran player, that's just really not acceptable.
It's like watching Draymond Green take his 8th three-point attempt. Draymond, no.
Yeah. How about Seth Curry last night? That was his opportunity to take over a game, you know, and he couldn't do it. He was getting beat up pretty good today on the radio.
Well, you know what? There's no Durant and there's no Klay Thompson. So guess what?
Exactly. He couldn't do a LeBron James. He couldn't do a Kobe Bryant. He wasn't capable of taking over that game without those guys on the court.
But that brings up a question that's been kicked around this morning because of those key guys getting hurt. Does that put an asterisk on Toronto's championship?
No, never.
There's no such thing as an asterisk
because
on a championship.
Then you'd have to put one on Golden State. Chris Paul got hurt. And Houston was on their way of winning that year.
And Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving in the final, the first time Golden State won, got hurt.
Yeah, injuries are part of the game.
That's why you talk about not taking over. To be honest with you, Kyrie Irving got hurt the first time through. LeBron was not good enough to win for them.
Right.
So the same thing happens. You need multiple people to do something like this. Even though there's a star, Kobe Bryant and his team lost to the Celtics. Well, the Celtics were better because they had Paul Pierce, they had Ray Allen, they had Kevin Garnett. They had more people, right? Kobe Bryant didn't have enough people around him to win. So even though, Kobe didn't do enough, well, you know, there's only so much you can do.
True. I'm All happy right. for Toronto. Good for them. They're good basketball
they won.
Team.
Now the burning question is, does Kawhi Leonard stay in Toronto?
I think he should, but who knows? He will own Canada. My God, he'll be the most popular human being in the state.
I don't know if you want to own Canada. There's a lot of ice.
Yeah. Well, he likes quiet, and it'd be quiet there. So
he beats to his own drum.
A lot of people say he wants to play in L.A. because that's where he's from. So. We'll see, but right now he's on top of the world in Canada. That's a good place
sure
to
is.
Be.
Yeah, sure
yeah,
is.
Good basketball team, well coached. They deserved it. And you know,
hey, Dads, happy Father's Day. You too, Steve.
Sealands Grove pulls
Day,
in,
guys.
Sealands Grove pulls in between 6 and 6:15. Be there.
Here
Aloha.
Come the champs.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.